Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, something that is impacting everyone who is sheltering is that schools are closed. 2,134 public schools all across Virginia now closed for the rest of the school year. Presumably they reopen in September, and that's a big problem for, you know, parents who want to make sure their kids are educated, for teachers who are going to have to pick up the pieces in September. But there's another issue that some people haven't thought through, which is, what about the kids who rely on schools for their meals? Families that just don't have enough money to take care of their kids. And we are delighted to have Dorothy McAuliffe, the former First Lady of Virginia, who is a national policy advisor for a group called Share Our Strength, affiliated with No Kid Hungry. And Mrs. McAuliffe, glad to have you here this morning. Tell me whether this issue is growing and a problem that we can get under control while we battle the virus or not.
Hi, John. Well, good morning, and thank you for shining light on this important piece of this incredible national crisis that we're facing. And certainly hunger and access to food, as well as access to medical care, is a big, huge issue for millions and millions of families across the country. So in Virginia alone, 450,000 kids rely on the free and reduced price meals that they get through the schools. And so we know that one in seven kids in Virginia live in a family that struggles to provide enough food for their families on a regular basis. And so these school meals are incredibly important. They're important to the educational day of these kids. They're important to their ability to thrive and grow and be healthy. And of course, as we know, food is the best medicine. I mean, we have to be healthy, strong, have access to nutritious food if we're going to stay healthy. So this is really a real crisis for us. I think that we have a lot of incredible groups doing a lot of great work, and that's the good news, that so many of our school districts are going above and beyond to work carefully, safely, within medical guidelines to make sure that kids have access to food. And so I appreciate that they still can have access to food during the time school is out. So I'm happy to report that I have a texting line open thanks to the work of No Kid Hungry and many local businesses who are supporting us. And that is a text line where families can text 87787 and put in the word food or comida and find three local sites near them that are providing food, whether it's a pantry, the school district, the food bank. So meals are available now. And we just want to get that word out.
Well, is No Kid Hungry, are you providing or supplementing the budget that currently exists? We're going to talk to Jason Camras, the school superintendent in the city of Richmond. When we talked to him last week, he was explaining how they were opening distribution centers, and I've seen a few of them myself in Richmond. But
yeah,
I would imagine at some point you burn through that budget, and
absolutely,
it's a real crisis.
Yes. It is a crisis. So our food banks are facing crisis shortages, and school systems, of course, their budgets only go so far. An organization, we have granted $4 million across the country in the last few weeks to help support schools and community groups who are innovating models and ways to get food out. We know the best way to fit, the most sustainable and scalable way is for the federal stimulus packages to be addressing food and hunger and putting more money in people's pockets so that families can access through their normal means of supplying groceries for the family. So more money on the SNAP benefit, that sort of thing. But this is the food banks, the schools are providing this important gap measure during this time. And that's really important. But it's going to take an all hands on and all the tools in the toolbox to make sure that people and families and children especially are not going hungry.
Throughout this crisis, we've made an effort to have at least one community-oriented group on the show every day dealing with one of these issues. And you just shared the text number, 877-877. And if you text food or comida, you can find out where there are food outlets near you that are providing meals for families in need. But I'm guessing that with the money running short, you need donors as well. If some
Absolutely.
Of our audience want to support you, where can they go?
Well, I truly appreciate that. And that is the No Kid Hungry campaign is on. We have a website, No Kid Hungry, and nokidhungry.org. So you can please go there and make a donation. And that is going a long way. We have many years of experience in helping schools build efficiency within their school delivery, their meal delivery systems when school is out of, during the summer, backpack programs, after school programs, breakfast programs. This is what we do. And so we are providing all kinds of best practices, technical support, boots on the ground, money, across the country now and in Virginia. We've been active in Virginia for over 7 years now. And I also want to say that the Commonwealth of Virginia Department of Social Services also has a text information line, and that's 211 for all types of safety net services that the Department of Social Services provides. So that's also really important information to get out to your viewers. But thank you for that request for support for nokidhungry.org. That it a little bit goes a long way. They say a dollar translates into about a meal, and that really goes a long way for folks.
Well, that's money well
spent.
Thank
you so much.
We've been sending off flares for some of the people who would take advantage of this moment, and I want our audience to know we try to carefully vet everybody who comes on the air. And of course, having you involved with No Kid Hungry and the best practices that as an organization this group puts on, I think should give people confidence that money they donate will be well spent. It's nokidhungry.org. And just to repeat again, that text number, if you know somebody who's in this situation where children don't have access to food, it's 877-877. You can text that number and text food
and the word
to that number.
Yeah, that's right. And the other thing, that because this is a changing, evolving situation day by day, as we know, and so checking with the local school division, your local school district, their website also about school meals. I have to say our school nutrition staffs across Virginia, across the country, have stepped up and really just made a huge difference in a really tough situation. You know, they're on the front lines, like our medical workers, our grocery store workers, our delivery people. This is a really, our school nutrition staff, our Department of Ed, have really stepped up.
People still working. That's no question.
Yes,
Dorothy McAuliffe is the former First Lady of Virginia and works with No Kid Hungry. .org. I really appreciate you coming on today, and hopefully we can all get through this in the next few weeks. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, John. Thank you for getting the word out and for all you're doing.
Yes,
really
ma'am.
Important what you're doing. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.